The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Gareth Mullins is away this week, so his co-host on the Dishing It Out podcast, Gary O'Hanlon, executive chef of the K Club, is stepping up. Gary, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, what have you chosen as a suitable recipe for senior football final day at Croke Park?
Yeah, well, it came into my head, Pat, that it was All-Ireland final weekend, probably because Donegal is in it and I'm going. So I thought to myself, I'm already planning the morning. Now, I plan on going to the K-Club with my daughter for breakfast, but for those that are cooking at home, I'm going to go with a tarragon potato rosti with poached egg, a nice mushroom, herbs, onion and spinach. And rosti is just a beautiful potato dish. It's one of those things that if you just go to a little bit of effort, not an awful lot, but Irish people in particular, they love like potatoes and potato dishes or any sort of variation of them. And rosti is really simple. So to get it started, it all depends on the size of the pan. But if you're using like a basic sort of 9, 10-inch frying pan, two medium to large rooster potatoes is going to be enough. And you're going to grate the potatoes into just over a tray. And then you're going to handful by handful add them onto a tea towel, and you're going to twist it and squeeze over the sink. Squeeze out as much starch as you possibly can, and then drop that into a bowl. And just repeat that small little handful after handful until you've got all the potatoes squeezed out, and now they're in your bowl. Then you're going to add a little bit of fresh tarragon or dried. Dried tarragon is one of the few dried herbs that's actually as good as the fresh equivalent, Pat. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to use dried tarragon, probably like less than half a teaspoon of tarragon into the potato grate. Then season it with fine sea salt and ground white pepper. Give it a really decent mix. And then have your frying pan on the heat. Preheat the pan. Then just add a decent drizzle of olive oil, and then you're going to start adding in all the potato and pressing it in. And you're almost using the edge of the pan as your guide. So the whole base of the pan is going to become the size of your rosti. If you only want to make one, if you have a metal scone ring that's a bit smaller, you can put a ring into your pan and you could just press it into a ring for an individual portion. But I always do the full frying pan. Then you're going to cook it for a few minutes. And this is the part that's a little bit tricky, I suppose, where you just got to gauge it. You got to have it on a medium heat. And after about 3 minutes, just get a plastic spatula, run it along the perimeter, around the edge of the potato, sort of gently lift in the corner to take a little look at it. And when you see it starting to go golden, you know it's ready to flip okay. Now, those that are nifty with a frying pan or a pancake, if it's ever tossed a pancake, if you can toss a pancake, you'll be able to toss the rosti. If not, just get a spatula underneath it. And right before you flick it over, add a little drizzle of oil to the top raw part, flick it over, and then repeat that process.
Now, what should it look like at this point, Gary? When you flip it over, what am I looking at on top?
Well, the side that is now facing up should have a lovely golden colour. It should be sort of pan-fried, just as if you've pan-roasted a beautiful breast of chicken or a steak. You should have a lovely sort of crusted, browned top on the potato. And then give it another 2 or 3 minutes, and then just give the pan a wee shake. And if the rosti starts to slide over and back gently, you know that you've got a nice little bit of a crust on the bottom part again. What I like to do then is get a good 1-inch cubed piece of butter, jab a fork into it, and run that butter then around the perimeter of the pan, the inside perimeter of the pan, so that the butter melts down into it and it just gives you those lovely little crispy browned edges, okay? And you flip it again one or two more times, about 30, 40 seconds in each side, because you got to be careful. It's good as well to put on a wee lid for maybe a minute of the cooking, just to ensure you create a tiny little bit of steam, that just not enough to soften it, but enough to make sure that the inside part of the potato was cooked out. So then you lift that off, put a tea towel over it, set it aside, and then get the pan back on, and then with one onion diced up fine, and then a couple of handfuls of mixed mushrooms, white mushrooms, wild mushroom, saute that off. Season salt, white pepper again, and whenever the mushrooms are cooked down, a handful of baby spinach, wilt that, set it aside. And then if you want to do it with poached egg, you can actually serve it with a couple of slices of rashers. Or poached egg is beautiful, whereby you just drop a couple of eggs into loads of water. And that's a key. If Gareth has ever talked about poaching eggs before, and I'm sure he has, just like pasta, you always need way more water than you think you need when you're poaching eggs. A little bit of white wine vinegar in the pot, lots of salt. Poach your eggs, make sure they're soft, and then cut the rosti in half. Decent spoonful of your mushroom baby spinach nage on top, and then add on an egg. Decent twist of black pepper, a little bit of mulled and rock salt, and away you go. And it's an absolutely beautiful breakfast.
Yeah, it's funny. When listening to you, I can hear you're salivating at the thought of it, never mind the reality of it. And so am I. Now, just one technical question. What is a nage?
Well, do you know what it is? It's almost like a little terminology that's, whether it's come from France or whatever, but like it's almost like anything where you've put together a few different ingredients. It could be like a little nage of chorizo, onion and spinach and potato, or a little nage. It's basically just a conglomerate of different things, so it applies to a lot of different stuff, and you'll often see it popping up on menus in Europe or here, there and everywhere. In other words, a wee fancy chefy word that we all use, Pat.
Okay, now I understand. Gary, thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy Sunday.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.